Good morning, students. This is Michelle Baber, and we have a very special guest, one of our favorites, filling in for Lauren today. Oliver Sims is joining us. Welcome, Oliver.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Thank you for doing this last minute. He was just on Watch What Happens Live. So tell us about that experience before we get into recapping SLC. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so, so cool. It was so much fun. They had told me like which dates I could come in. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then I picked my date because it aligned with like a different brand experience. So I was going up to New York for that anyway. Mm-hmm. So I went up there, they picked me up in a car, got into the studio. And
was
then
it
got
a
into
Sprinter
my
van? No,
it wasn't. Oh, it was a black car, but it wasn't a Sprinter van. I wish.
I wish. Take me to get a fish filet.
No, literally. but then we got into my green room. They're like, okay, what do you want to drink? And
you had
I'm sitting.
Room?
Oh, yeah. Like with my own name on it.
Oh,
like,
my God. That's
like,
so.
What? Literally. I'm standing there and I'm talking to my manager, talking to one of my other mentors who's there. And then someone like comes up to me and like puts their hands on my shoulder from behind. I'm like, who is this? And I turn around and it's Andy. And I'm
oh my God. Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He was super nice. He was like, thank you for coming on the show. And he's like, I've literally watched your videos forever. Like, you're so funny. I was like, thank you. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was great. Then, like, the taping was fun as well. Just like, because I knew the Real Housewife of Potomac who was on, Kiana. Yeah. Like, we are like friends over the internet. Mm-hmm. And then it was my first time meeting Dr. Simone. She was super sweet, really nice. Andy was like talking to us all throughout like the commercial breaks.
That's awesome.
And it was just great. It was very friendly. Yeah. So yeah.
And it's like a small place, right? I always hear that the clubhouse is pretty small. So
it's a very small studio. Yeah.
I don't even know how you get to be, I mean, not only like on it, but I don't even know how you get to be in the audience. I think it's just like, you have to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Correct. Yeah, yeah. That's how. And usually it's like, I think it's like friends of people who work there usually.
Yeah.
So.
Or like the guests will bring people and because it's pretty exclusive. Well, that's awesome. And we're so proud of you. Like, it's just been really cool to see your like, star rise.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Ours has gone
I appreciate
down.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
But it's just like really cool because like you were on this pod. I mean, not like this was like the reason, but like it's just like it's just very cool. But also, so deserving. You know, sometimes when people like all these things start happening because you just did BravoCon and you're just huge on TikTok and you've done Watch What Happens Live. Like you're just so big in that. If you know anything about the world of like Bravo reality TV, you know who like you're known, right? Like you're a big like creator in that universe.
That.
So it's just, but you're still so like, I don't know, you're just like respond to my text. I'm like, oh my God, you don't have to because you're like famous now. But
no, don't worry. I would never switch up, especially because it's like, I think you were one of the first podcasts I think I've ever gone on. And so it's like, oh yeah, sure. And then you've always just been super nice. We even like went out like, in downtown Dallas that one time. Like, that was super fun.
When I got blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm. Please. You were not black. That was so fun.
Regardless. Girl.
So, yeah.
I feel like needing... Ooh. We're going to get you a home. No, that was fun. We got to do that again. We definitely got to do that again. And then you have a podcast coming out this spring, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, what's that kind of going to be about? Is it going to be, I mean, reality TV?
Yeah, so pretty much both. So what I post on my main feeds are just like both reality TV, obviously my reenactments, but also I do a lot with like my lifestyle and, you know, travel. And so people always ask me questions of how I'm able to do both. Yes, exactly. People always ask that. So I titled it Oliver's Reality because I just want to talk about like the reality of me, the reality of watching these TV shows, the reality of redoing these reenactments. If I have a housewife on, it'd be like the reality of Lisa Barlow, like something like that. But also it could be like the reality of my travel to XYZ. Like it could be something like that.
Yeah.
So
you've got all these things going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also you're just like in a kind of a unique, like for a creator in that world, like the Bravo world, like you're kind of in a unique position because like what Lauren and I do, we talk about them, right? But you have relationships with a lot of the housewives and not just like on like a business level of like, you know, you're helping their brand or they're helping your brand. But like, I feel like you have a real relationship with, I feel like several of them. Right. And I feel like you're particularly close with Lisa Barlow from SLC.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So, and so actually one of, I'm not going to say who, but one of the housewives came up to me and was like, something that I've noticed about you is that you never talk about the shows in a bad light. And any time that you are around Housewives or anything like that, you mm-hmm. never talk about the show. I was like, yeah. And they were like, why? I was like, well, there's no reason yeah. for me to do that. Like, if I'm going to be friends with somebody, I'm not going to just go up to them. I'm not going to go up to Lisa and be like, oh my gosh, so like that spot, it's been, you guys really gorgeous. Got kicked out. Like, I'm not going to yeah. do that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah. So yeah, mm-hmm. no, you're so correct about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just a genuinely like nice, authentic guy. And so again,
thank you.
All the flowers, totally deserved. I also know we need to get you to church on time. He's a church boy, you guys, you're and good. He's supposed to go to church with his parents. And I'm talking about, yes. You know, Hollywood stuff. Oliver no, is what good. We call in the business. You know, he's number one on the call sheet, you guys. He is oh. above the line, number one on the call sheet. And if you don't know what that is, that's very sad. No, not everybody knows what a call sheet is. That's very sad. Oh a call gosh. Sheet is basically who the important people are. And he's number one on the list. Lauren oh, and I you're are so the sweet. PAs picking up Starbucks for the rest of the team.
Stop.
Let's get
oh
into
gosh.
It. Let's get okay. into it, Oliver. Okay, mm-hmm. so we're recapping the latest episode of, oh my God, he's got a Stanley Cup with his name on it, you guys. If you mm-hmm. are listening to this and not watching this, and I think that's Lucinda, what is that font? I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I think so. One of my friends got this for me, so I was like, okay.
Oh my God, well, mm-hmm. it's his own brand of Stanley Cups, Oliver Cups. Yeah. Okay, so we're recapping the latest SLC, so... Okay, when it opened, the title sequence was like day three of Greece. I was like, this cannot just be the third day because I right. feel like they've walked on a highway already. They've ridden mm-hmm. donkeys. Mm-hmm. They've mm-hmm. had more interventions. So many outfit changes. Whitney can't find a bra. Like, I just feel like we've lived a lot of
so
lives.
So much has been going on.
So much is going on. I have gone on record of saying of all of the franchises, I feel like the franchise that gets tortured the most on a cast trip is SLC. Because like yeah. even like first of all, like Greece is amazing. But before they went mm-hmm. to Greece, like their cast trips were like Milwaukee. You know what I mean? And yeah. San Diego. Well, they had to stay in the contiguous United yeah. States because of Jen Shaw. But it's like, they didn't even get to go to Miami. They went to freaking San Diego. Like, they've never been like, able to go on Hawaii. Amazing cast trips. Now they're all the way in Greece. Yeah, they didn't go anywhere. Yeah, it's just so weird. So now they're all the way in Greece. I mean, and then I think it was like the budget. First day of their trip. Remember, like, they needed to go to a restaurant. And they were like, I think we'll just walk. And they're like walking on a highway. And I'm like, bravo. They're going to get hit. Anyway, so we're day three. We're day mm-hmm. three in Greece, Angie's homeland, her country, as she will later let everybody know. And it opens with like breakfast, and it's just Lisa sitting there. And then we see Angie walk in. There's like the waiter holding a tray of like croissants and all of these glasses mm-hmm. of like orange juice and water. They crash into each other and – Angie's lip busts open
literally
and then all we see
burst.
Busts open and then the next shot we see, this is just how amazing like the cinematography is on these shows and just like the editing, because we don't see like her lip bleeding. No, we get something way more dramatic, which is just a blank white wall with smeared blood all over it. Angie's smeared blood. It looked like an episode of Dexter. I'm not even kidding you. I was like,
that was so funny.
This is high art. You know what I mean? This is like Steven Spielberg.
I think it was like a mix of like her blood and the jam and whatever was on it.
The sacrifice these women make. There's like, blood on the walls first thing in the morning. No one's eating today. There's blood on the wall. Do you think they cleaned up their own blood? Absolutely not.
No.
But in the confessional though, when they're talking about it, Bronwyn was like, well, there's so much lip filler in her lips that I think it actually was like a seatbelt, because her lips would have been mm-hmm. a lot more damaged if she didn't have all of that lip filler. Do you think that like, lip filler would actually help you in a situation when you have bust your lip?
I don't know. I need to ask my friends who like have lip filler. I'm like, does it harden?
Okay, so after the murder scene, then we go to – God, there was so much that happened in this episode.
There was a lot.
Whitney and Heather.
Yes.
They have to try to wake up. They're kind of reminding me, like, the two of them, like, sleeping and being drunk every morning. A little bit of, like, Sonia and Ramona vibes.
Mm-hmm. No, but, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Heather, they're not kidding when they say Heather's a good time girl. Like, she's so fun like that. And she'll just wake up.
She is. But then when she'll clock in. She, mm-hmm. like, clocks in as a producer. And we see a lot of that. I've really seen a lot of that from Heather this, this season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then after that, they get ready for the dresses.
They do. Okay, so this is the next scene, is that we see Artemis. I don't know who Artemis is, but it's a woman that Angie pretends that I think that she seems like she knows her. It's a woman who drops off a bunch of gowns. It's called the fine dress photo shoot. And Angie K describes this as just like, as if it's like a big part of Greek culture. Mm. But what they're doing is they're just taking pictures. Which I actually thought was like kind of cool, because they are in this beautiful location. They're in Santorini, and she has all of these beautiful like gowns like sent over, and they're all like the primary are those primary or secondary? Who gives a shit? They're La La Land colors, not La La Land the coffee shop. La La Land,
There's like
that didn't like win you the got Oscar blues
and there's the like blues and purples and red and orange and yellow.
So they're going to go do this photo shoot. But I was like, I don't think this is like – I don't think this is actually part of Greek culture.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of Greek culture, I think of like they had the first Olympics. And I think of them like started democracy and like the column and like
I think
Alexander
the
Great and feta cheese.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we're all getting in gowns. And then Lisa says – I don't want to. Why do we always have to be in costume on these trips? We're always in costume. And she's not wrong. I do feel like they are in costume a lot. During the, like, you know, their American Revolution party. Honestly, still the tea party.
Yeah.
They do a lot of costumes. Lisa
Salt Lake City
like
loves
it.
A theme. They love
they
a theme.
They do love the theme. Like, even the breakfast with Tiffany's lunch. Mm-hmm. God, that was so iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like the bangs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The looks like Donald Trump's like comb over that I will not like bleep.
Meredith Marks.
Meredith
Marks.
But yeah, so like Lisa's like, and I don't love costumes either, but I love it on shows. But she's a good sport, and they do take some really pretty pictures. And those dresses like were really pretty, like the fine dress. I don't know what happened with those dresses. I don't think that they kept them, did they? I don't know. I don't know if they were.
No, I don't think they kept them. They just
came
like,
and collected
it was just for
them.
The pictures.
Yeah, we never saw Artemis again. I don't know how. I don't know how Angie knows Artemis. But, Heather has a nip slip. That was.
Oh, yes, she does whenever they're on the way to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has. And she tells everybody, and she's very dramatic about it. She's like, my boob has popped out.
She said, oop. And she just keeps going.
She wants to make a moment.
Yeah.
And then. What is it? Then
after
Heather
this,
and
they split.
Oh, go ahead. They do.
No,
they
I was gonna
split.
Say, like, yeah, they split.
Some of them go to a spa, right? And then some of them go to lunch. So at lunch is like Meredith. So it's Whitney, Heather. Who is that lunch?
No, it's Whitney, Bronwyn, and
Mary. Mary. God, I can't keep all these women straight sometimes. So they're at lunch and they're talking about Meredith again. Okay, so this is like the thing that has been kind of annoying me a little bit with this season is like, just because it doesn't feel like Salt Lake to me, because Salt Lake reminds me a lot of like old school New York, where it's like something happens but we move on pretty quickly from it. Like to continue to talk about the same thing feels like I don't love it, especially something as the audience we didn't see, right? So what I'm talking about is kind of like the alleged meltdown freak out that Meredith had on a plane with Brittany, right?
Yeah.
And so and then it becomes a larger discussion with the women of like, does Meredith maybe have a problem? And then at the spill the tea party, Whitney calls her an alcoholic. But we're still talking about it, right? Like we're still talking about it. And then at lunch, all the women are talking about it. I kind of understand like where Whitney's coming from. I didn't love her calling an alcoholic. I also think if it's something that you genuinely are very concerned about, I don't know if like talking about it this much on reality TV is the most helpful. Like, we're not shooting an episode of Intervention here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if Meredith really has a problem and you're a concerned person, like, I know we're supposed to put everything out there, but substance abuse feels different to me, right? And we don't, I don't like this diagnosing of people on TV. And I just want to keep talking about it. We're in Greece. I don't want to keep talking about it. Like, I just want these girls to have fun. I just don't, it's not like I don't care, but it's just, I just don't love the story of it. I don't love the storyline. I don't know. What do you think? Like, do you think that they're right to continue to talk about it, or like, we just got to do something different?
I think that I agree with you. Like, I think it's just a lot to just keep talking about it. But at the same time, like, if we put ourselves in their shoes, like, they constantly, like, are constantly around Meredith. And Mary brought up really good points. They're saying, like, she, like, Meredith, she's just, like, constantly, like, flipping back and forth all the time. And Mary's concern comes from a place of, like, Mary's concern comes from a place of, like, okay, well, like, her son had signs and she didn't see it. And now she's like, okay, well, now she's a little bit more cautious about it.
Yes.
Whitney, I think that Whitney's doing a little bit too much. However, she did experience something similar with her father. And so I totally get that. But she keeps harping on it, like, a little bit too much.
Mary, it feels a little I don't want to say overblown, but it's like she's trying to make it like kind of a scene, like a moment. It's almost like, and I'm going to go way back machine, it's the first season of Beverly Hills where Kyle is, she calls Kim Richards, her sister. She's like, you're an alcoholic. And now everybody knows. And then Kim's like, you stole my goddamn house, you bitch. Listen, that was a great scene. I didn't love Kyle calling her sister an alcoholic, but.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Wait. I actually texted one of my friends asking about lip filler, and she says, no, it's not hard like a rock. It's soft once it settles in for like 2 weeks. So maybe she just got it or something.
Okay. So it's not really like a seatbelt not that we're like advocating getting punched in the face. If you have
more like a cushion.
But it's not going to protect you. Also, I don't know. What do you think? We'll talk about filler later. I don't love it. I haven't done any filler. I'm scared.
I haven't either.
I do Botox. Okay. And I need to do it around my crow's feet again. But I don't do filler. Mm-hmm. It kind of freaks me out. Because I've read that it doesn't like actually go away. Jason, you can cut that.
Unless it doesn't.
There's a plastic surgeon that wants to sponsor us. I love it. Give me more. give me more. Okay, so we're talking about Meredith. I will save all of the women. Mary's the one who, the way that she talks about it, feels like when she's talking to Meredith about it separately, off camera. What she's saying on camera is not like accusatory. It's not, you're an alcoholic. You have a problem. Blah, blah, blah. You acted like you're a bitch on the plane. Like, she's like, Meredith, that you can't remember is the part that concerns me.
Yeah.
There are signs that I didn't see with my son. And we all know that Mary's still going through it with her son. But I also think, like, I look at this scene and I'm like, they're in Santorini. Like, you know, I just want to talk about something else. And I feel like that's what Meredith is also trying to do, because she is like, she has done a 180. Like, she has on this trip and like, you know.
It's just like, it's kind of
fun. It's like almost like Kyle Cook. Like, summer should be fun. Like, Greece should be fun.
Yeah.
And I think that we go and have fun after that. But I just don't talk about it anymore. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. Just like, okay. But I mean, at least the season finale is the next week. So we can just
I know. So then we go to the spa. And then we call this segment, it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
I am Britney. Okay. I love Britney. I think that she is so funny. She's so like, she's like an art installation or something. Like, in the way that honestly, she'll just like bust into song. I think that she's so funny. I don't think that I do kind of wonder like how she can stay on the show. Cause not even trying to be shady, but sometimes it just happens. Like, I don't think anybody likes her. I don't think she has a friendship with anybody.
Remember Bronwyn, Angie, Heather, and Whitney all went to Britney's her one woman show in New York,
that's right,
and they were all filming.
And they did throw her that like crock pot lunch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, I don't think that like people don't, at this point at least, I don't think that people don't like
Maybe
her.
They don't get her, but I think she's like zany, like in a mm-hmm. fun way. Like I think especially mm-hmm. like going from like, yeah. This is kind of like the even as fun as SSC mm-hmm. is, there's been some pretty heavy stuff that's happened the last couple seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, we just talked about with Mary's son yeah. and then all this stuff going on with Meredith. So, yeah, it's fun when I go to the next scene and it's Brittany splashing the women. Number one, they are at a spa. They're all in this big hot tub and they're walking around. Meredith's shitting in the hot tub. Heather's pissing in the hot tub. And then, but, like, no one's getting mad about that. No one's telling Mary, yeah. you know, like, Heather's like, I think I'm peeing, or I just peed it. And then Meredith's like, I think I just pooped a little bit. And then everyone gets mad at Brittany for lightly splashing them. Like, they are in, like, a body of water. Yeah. Like, they're in water. And then Angie K is like, don't splash my hair. mm-hmm. Like, she's done the worst thing ever. Like, Meredith's shit on you. Meredith is just shitting on you. And you're mad. She's like, my hair. And then she talks about her hair care routine. And she's like, mm-hmm. first I do this. Then I take the scissors. Then I do that. She's mm-hmm. like, my hair is crunchy now. Very funny. But I think Brittany's funny, though. I feel like she makes, like, she can make a situation really seem really light and funny, even when she's talking about how her children don't speak with her.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think she's really funny, and she's kind of like a...
She's like a character, she can be actor, both, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Very much so, because
she's like Joey from Friends.
Yeah.
She's like, or like Kramer from Seinfeld. Like, she just comes on screen, yeah. You're like, what is... She's going to say there's something real dumb, but we need that. We need even mm-hmm. Jared Osmond. Yeah.
That's the thing. I think that she's like, she has a great place in like the cast too, because it's like, she's just that person where it's like, they can like easily like pile on her and like, she'll care. But at the same time, she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
everything like slides off her back. Like everything mm-hmm. comes off of mm-hmm. this woman. I don't know. I think she's fun. I liked their spa day. I did like, you know, cause she also like, she's making moments, you know, like getting like I love to see Angie K activated with her hair. Also, like Brittany's been doing the whole trip with Angie K. Like she's like, oh, I trademark mm-hmm. high body count hair. Like,
yeah, it's like
what? That's mine. It's like, you should have done it. You know, who knew like, that what, Brittany was so locked in?
And that's
in?
The thing. And like Brittany saying, like, what do you mean? Like, you're mad just because you, like, we said the same thing. And then Brahma's like, you didn't even say it. It was what Angie said.
Yeah, she's like, it was about me. Yeah, she's like, it was about me. So anyway, like, and then she's like singing Lord. Like Pink Pony Club. Like, what if she just breaks into like song? It's, she's just like, nothing phases her. Even when like, you know, the only thing that maybe phased her was something we never saw, which is maybe Meredith yelled at her. And we still like, we don't know. I also think that there is footage and there's a reason we're not seeing it, but I don't know what that reason is, but there's a reason we don't see it. Because I do think all of those women are smart enough to record something.
Mm-hmm.
So then after the spa day, we go back to the house, right? So we're getting ready to go to mm-hmm. dinner. And Angie needs to fix her crusty hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
She does. And then we go to dinner. Okay, so now we're in a sprinter van. I feel like there's something that happens when I see housewives from any franchise in a sprinter van that brings me such a sense of calm. And mm-hmm. it's like the boost of serotonin that my antidepressant doesn't always – the part of my brain it doesn't always reach. I love it. I love a housewife in a sprinter van, or like early seasons of Housewives, like in the back of a limo. I loved that too. I just – in a vehicle, these is when we really see like these people like in their most like raw state, I feel like.
Absolutely.
They're in a moving vehicle because they're all like stuck together in like this mm-hmm. small place. And they're trying to figure out what to talk about and what to do until they get to the next shot. And then Lisa, this was amazing to me. Okay. Lisa's so funny. And I will say that don't you feel like she's getting a lot of shit this season? People are kind of like, okay, like Lisa, like you're broke, or Lisa, you're this or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I see people calling that like in 2026. Yeah, that she's going to get arrested. People have been calling that. People are starting to like turn.
I've been saying that. I've been saying it. I mean, not that she's broke, but I've questioned about Vita Tequila. Where, you know, where is it? But she's kind of the opposite of Britney to me, where Britney's like, okay, you know, you could be like, you're a slut, you're a whore, you're an alcoholic, you're dumb. And she's like, okay. And your kids don't talk to you. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, show tunes, okay, you got me. You know, where, you know, Lisa's like, I have all these businesses, but we'll get, but it is so funny. So we learned something about Lisa. So since you know her, I wanted to know if you actually knew this, that she had the book she's talking about on this episode, when they're in the Sprinter van. What is the name of that book?
Yeah.
It's The Secret Language of Trees. And it's a book about communicating with trees. And then we learn from Lisa, this is a thing for her. One, we learn that she's read a book. Two, it's called The Secret Lives of Trees. Three, she talks to the trees. And she says, you know, that like she has the trees in her backyard. When the branches aren't going on her shoulder, that's the way that they show her that they love her. And that's like how they – like they're giving her a hug. You're friends with Lisa. Have you seen – has she told you about the book? And have you seen her hug a tree? We didn't know Lisa was a tree hugger.
So she's never told me about the book. I did know that she likes
trees. To trees.
I did know that. I didn't know she talked to a tree. I've never seen her talk to a tree.
Okay. So you've never seen her talk to a tree. Because I was going to say,
I remember we were somewhere.
Like a Christmas tree? Does she talk to a Christmas tree?
No, we were in Vegas.
I want to see a Hallmark movie with Lisa Barlow. No, we'll get to that. That's pretty. But I want to see Lisa Barlow on a Hallmark movie going to a Christmas tree farm and picking out a tree, and because she's talking to all of them. She's like, this one's a bitch. This one's nice. Yeah, I want to see that movie.
That's the thing. Like, we were in the mall in Las Vegas, and she had looked at a tree. She's like, oh, my God, I love that tree.
Was it a real tree? It was a
I can't remember
tree.
If it was a real one or a fake one, but it was like what it was in like that the shops at Crystals, like that one in Las Vegas. They have trees on the inside of that one. It was like really, okay. I think they do.
Do they? Does she call? Do the trees maybe it was outside call her of it. Baby gorgeous?
Please.
Does she water her trees with Vita Tequila? I have so many questions.
That would be so funny. See, I don't know that, but however, I could totally.
You don't think that she was just saying it. You don't think that she was making it up. You think that she, this was real for Lisa.
Yeah.
What an amazing fact. This is the thing with Salt Lake. It's like we are just like thrown this thing that is like, wait, what? And we like learn these like really kind of zany, crazy things about a housewife, like their personality, even somebody like Lisa, who's been like on the show forever. And then we quickly like whiplash, still in the car, still same scene. It's like, Lisa's like, I talk to trees. They hug me. I love them. This book. And then she's like, also, Brittany, I heard that you're an alcoholic and that you were throwing up every day on the boat. And I was like, what?
The way this episode should have been called like the whacking of Brittany Bateman. Because I'm like, but the way Lisa kept whacking her this whole episode, I was like.
Dude, I know. And Brittany's like, no, she's like, the boats go like this. She never tries to even defend herself. She's like, boats go like this. Boats kind of go like this. So, you know, we were all kind of sick. No, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. Okay. She's like singing a song. And then we're finally at dinner. Oh, my God. And so, okay, this was like a really – this was one of my favorite dinners I've seen from this cast. I love it. It had everything that I need in a dinner.
We start off with the shots and Mary Cosby just
– okay, so they take shots of – have you been to Greece? I have not been to Greece. Oh, you have been to Greece. You have?
Yeah, I've been to Mykonos and Athens.
Okay.
But never Santorini.
What is the name of that?
I don't know what she said.
They order. It's like, I don't know what she said. And then, because then Angie was like, we should get this one. And she was telling Lisa, no, you'll like it because it has anise in it. Do you know what anise is?
Anise
is like, anise, star anise. She's calling it anise. Sometimes called anise. It tastes, it's like a spice. And it's in pumpkin like spice lattes and stuff. Anise is like it's kind of tastes like licorice, and you use it a lot in cooking.
Okay.
I was like, okay, but that it sounded like the shot was kind of like, what is that disgust? Like a Jaeger bomb almost, because it's licorice. But
anyway. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so there, yeah, they do these. They do these shots, but the way that Mary does the shot, yeah, do the face for the people again, Oliver, because you do a great Mary Cosby face. It's like when a old person doesn't have their dentures in yet. You know what I mean? They're like.
Yeah.
You know, like those commercials with the old people that don't have their dentures and they're doing that. That's how Mary takes a shot. And I loved it. I loved it. And then Bronwyn walks off to talk to Todd. Was it Sambuca? Anyway.
Was it Sambuca?
It wasn't Vita Tequila. And that's all I remember. It was not Vita. They did not have it in Santorini. The ship, the tariffs. I blame Trump because of the tariffs. If we didn't have that, then they would be shipping Vita Tequila over there. Whatever. Exactly. Bronwyn walks off. She talks to Todd. Blah blah blah. Bronwyn's fine. I like her. I'm glad that she's leaving Todd, and I hope that Todd takes Muggsy with him, because I don't want to. I don't like. I think she's one of the worst moms, and I don't like Todd. You know, he can go make out with the Sears catalog model and fart on them. I really don't care anymore. I don't need to hear about Todd. Then we're back at the table. And then this is like when things are getting fun again. So we talk again about Brittany having, you know, being an alcoholic is what, you know, Lisa's saying. And then, you know, Brittany's like, well, everybody was like throwing up because we were on a boat. And then what does Lisa say after? Oh, yeah. Then Brittany's like, well, who told you I was throwing up every night? And then Lisa's I won't say. Cut to a flashback of Meredith.
Well, no,
tub.
It was. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. Telling her.
I love it.
And then Meredith is like, I told Lisa, but I heard it through the grapevine.
How does she and always then, have the bubbles so high to always cover her?
Always.
Okay, I take a bubble bath and I can never reach. Like, this looks like every time Meredith is in a tub, I really want to know. Can somebody DM me? When every time she's in a tub, it's like the Pretty Woman tub, like the amount of bubbles. And when Meredith is in a tub, it is during some of the most important scenes of the entire show's history. Homegirl's in a tub when Homeland Security is in front of Beauty Lab and Laser. She's like in a tub. She's like, I don't care. Arrest her. I don't care. And then she's like in a tub saying that, you know, Brittany was throwing up every night. She drinks too much, you know, when they were in on that boat trip. And she's telling this all in a tub. Also, the fact that, like, her castmates are, like, perfectly fine with, like, okay, I'll do a scene with Meredith while she's in a tub. They're like, okay, this is just how we have to do scenes with her sometimes. I love it. So Meredith's the one, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. So,
and then it was after that whenever Brittany was like, oh, she was like, well, who else that said it? Was it my roommate? And then in Bronwyn's confessional, because since Bronwyn and Brittany were rooming together on the yacht, Bronwyn was like, I didn't say that to Meredith. Meredith asked me. Yeah, she was like, Meredith
asked me. She's like, and I didn't say that she was vomiting from, like, drinking too much. I said that she was, you know, vomiting probably because, you know, she had motion sickness and stuff. Lisa said she didn't throw up from the motion sickness because she wore bands. What do you do when you're on a ship?
Like, oh my gosh. But
also, like, it is fun. Like, nobody really ever comes to Brittany's defense that much. You know, she's like, blah, blah, blah. Bronwyn says this stuff in her confessional. She could have easily said, like, yeah, I said you threw up, but I never said it was from the drinking. But she doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then this is when Heather kind of gets involved and she, like, sticks up for Brittany. And she's like, you know, we're not doing this. And then she tells everyone, you know, Brittany is very accomplished. She's been on Broadway. She might be more accomplished than anybody at this table. And this is when all the stars get activated. This is when everybody goes, like, full, like old school housewife. We're getting Tamara Judge, but everybody's now become Tamara Judge. And it's amazing. I love this. This saying that Brittany is accomplished pisses everybody off. And I love it. Everyone is.
It was so funny
seeing red. So funny. Like,
everyone's pulling out all their accolades. Lisa, everyone's saying what they got.
I have three businesses is what Lisa. She throws her hands up in the air like, I have three businesses. And Meredith says, I've won a design award. I mean, they're all just like saying everything they've ever done. And Britney's just sitting there like, you know, like, she's like Shirley Temple, but she's like older than all of them. Yeah. And it's so funny. She's like, la, la, la. But yeah, hearing that Britney was an accomplished person who had been on Broadway really, really upset everyone. I think Lisa might have been the most upset about hearing that, I feel like. She,
yeah,
then
she, probably.
Then,
probably.
Then the wine comes and then she, it splashes on Britney. And then Lisa goes, but I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to splash my wine on you. I love when wine gets splashed on another housewife. I love it. I loved it when Lisa Rinna did it to Kim. I mean, I think it's so iconic. I love it. And then, everyone's yelling. Everyone's yelling their accomplishments. Everyone's yelling at Heather. And then this is so funny. The waiter comes in and he's like, we're closing. Like, we're closing down. And and then they're like, okay. And then they just all keep yelling at each other. And Angie K is like involved.
He's like, you know, you have to leave now. And Angie's telling him in Greek, okay, give us 5 minutes. And Bronwyn had to get in Angie Chase like, He's kicking us out.
And then Angie still didn't clock that. And she looks at the guy and she goes, no, this is my country. No, this is my country. And I thought that was like the funniest thing.
Mary's just cackling on the side.
I know, because I'm like, what a thing to say. Like, next time I go to a Chili's and if I ever get kicked out or I'm shutting it down, I'm going to be like, you know what? This is my country. Okay. This is my country. I've never seen
that.
Treat wait staff at these Salt Lake City girls. Like that one episode with Meredith going up to somebody who wasn't even, I think, a waiter. Yeah. And she was like, you need
No. He was a waiter, but he wasn't security. Oh,
yeah. She's like, security. You need to escort her out of here.
Leave.
She's like, can I please just like – he had like a tray. He's like, can I please just like go help the other people? Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I forgot this part. But earlier in the episode when Angie K is talking to Britney, I think it's like after she messed up her hair. Mm-hmm. And she's like – or no, I don't know when it was. But it was this episode at some point. She tells Britney like – she's like talking to you like you're delusional. Like the lights are on, but nobody's home. And then Brittany goes, the lights are home.
The lights are home. Like, I'm like, yep.
I was like.
Exactly.
I just
and
love
then
it.
I remember she had said something.
Like, I think it's just so funny. Right. I love it. Because nobody, it's like you can't stay mad at her, you know, because she doesn't engage with it. Like, as all of the women, like, go so hard at her. And like, you're delusional. Yes. Your kids don't talk to you. The lights are on. Nobody's home.
I have to say.
The lights are home.
But I met her at an after party at BravoCon.
Britney?
And she was, she was so sweet. Like the sweetest girl ever.
She seems like a nice, like, six-year-old girl. She reminds me of Shirley Temple. I'm not even kidding you. But she's like 58.
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
Look amazing. Yeah. Oh, she's sweet. I met Jared because Jared was with her as well. And he was also really nice too. But yeah.
He doesn't drink, does he?
One of my friends, neither of them were drinking like while we were there. But one of my friends said something to him and he got super defensive. It was basically
Was it about Donnie and Marie?
No, it was about how Britney treats him great, but how he doesn't treat her that well. And he got like a bit heated and he just like not like angry mad. He just got quiet and he just shut down. And I was like, oh my God. And Britney's like, he's just sensitive.
Okay. Well, I don't like him because when her kids are like, when your adult children are like, I just want my mom back. Also, I'm just tired of hearing about him. And then do you remember the episode earlier in the season when they're at that like fancy brunch? I don't even know whose house was that. That really fancy brunch where it's like 11 in the morning. They're all wearing like ball gowns. You know what I'm talking about? But all the husbands were there and Jared was there. And all the husbands went into like a separate room. And Seth.
At Amy the Utah Socialite's house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Seth is talking to Jared and he's like, so you and Brittany are back together. And Jared's like, yeah. And he's like, are you guys getting married? He's like, no. And he goes, so you love her? And he's like, Jerry goes, yeah. And Seth's like you're in love with her? And he goes, I don't know. Just like, he's such a piece of shit. You know, I just want to see her. I just want to see her sparkle.
But, I want to see her shine.
I want to see her shine, and not just on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And guys, just know being on Broadway does not make you accomplished. Okay. Having three businesses does, and getting a design award does. All right. And that's the lesson here today. Are you excited for the finale? Like, any predictions for the finale? Did any of the women give you like any tea on the finale when you're at BravoCon? Or
no.
Like, I feel like they're all of the women are always so like good about not saying anything about shit like
they,
that.
So yeah, they're good about not saying anything. And then one thing about me, like, they all, and a bunch of other housewives, even like
you
Mary
just won't
said
share.
This, like, they're like, you don't, they're like, if they tell me anything, I don't share with anyone else, because they all talk, but like, I don't say anything. But none of them have told me anything about like the finale.
Did you hear anything about the reunion? I do know at the reunion is everyone finds out about Bronwyn and Todd separating.
Other than that, no, I haven't heard anything else about it. Like, not even, I haven't heard anything about that.
Are you excited for the finale?
I am. I think it'll be interesting, because it's like they're all pretty much going after Meredith, but also something else happens where it's like Mary gets a little bit activated. I'm like,
yeah, I know. And it's like day four. You know, we can't spill any more blood. And speaking of the finale, so Lauren and I, we've been doing the show at the Grapevine Bar in Dallas. We do watch parties every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And next week is the finale. And Oliver is our special guest next week. And we are so excited. So we will be doing, if you're in Dallas, even if you're not in Dallas, we have a major airport fly in. Oliver's going to be on. So we're doing a live watch party for Watch What Happens, or not. Not Watch What Happens Live, for the finale of SLC. And then we'll be doing after show with Oliver. And we're going to be playing games and doing trivia. And we're going to have special drinks made for – I think they're even – maybe we have to cut this. I think the bar's ordering Vita Tequila for the finale. So hopefully we get it in
time.
Are
you serious?
Yeah. And we're going to have like housewives drinks. And they were like going to order Vita Tequila. So, yes, it'll be very exciting. 7 p.m. at the Grapevine Bar. Please come. It's going to be like our biggest show yet. We are so excited, and we are so glad that you are doing that with us, Oliver.
Oh,
and then where can the people find you? Not like, not in like IRL, you know, not that they're going to come like stalk you, but just like on social media.
Where can the people find first, you? I'm super excited for next Tuesday. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Very excited about that.
We're so excited. Yeah.
Yes. Almost yes. But yeah, you guys can find me at Oliver Sims IV, which is Oliver Sims the Fourth, on TikTok, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and soon to be my podcast, Oliver's Reality, which I would love to have you on as well. Like, I feel like it'd be so much fun, like, both you and Lauren. Like, that'd be really fun. So yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. We'd love to do that. Well, thank you so much, Oliver, for doing our show. We will see you next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.